Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, we're opening the phones up the next 30 minutes of Jesse Ventura joins us, then we'll continue with phone calls. I want to get into this E. coli situation and the history of our government and other governments engineering sterilants into the GMO crops, and the British got caught launching the weaponized foot and mouth, what was it now, 11 years ago, to shut down family farms and sheep farms and ranches and things. They don't call them ranches, but that's what they are. That's coming up. I've got a bunch of other news here, 10 tipping points which could potentially plunge the world into a horrific economic nightmare. We're already plunging into it. We just haven't hit bottom yet. We've got all of that coming up. I've got a bunch of news, but I want to go to your phone calls because I like to rant, folks. And I said I want to get to those, so we're going to do that right now. Wilson in Florida, thanks for holding. And Ed, Peter, Don, and Kathy. How are you listening, Wilson?
I'm listening good. I actually call in from a number that you used to have on your website.
You're listening over the free phone system. Go ahead.
Yeah. And I just have two questions, one political and one personal about my marriage, to see what do you think. The first one is, I've seen a documentary about Che Guevara, and it was pretty interesting. It was from IFC, I think. And I just feel like he was very inspirational. I'm not sure about all the history about him, and I just think from what he wanted people to be educated and to have hospitals and stuff. I just thought that was good about him. I want to see how you've seen him in history.
Well, that's obviously propaganda about Che Guevara. Che Guevara, you can pull up the quotes. He basically, you know, called other Latin Americans. He kind of had that Spanish-style elitism that the Indian populations were stupid. And that's not been what I found. He talked about wiping out and killing whole groups of people that wouldn't join communism. They glorify him. Look, here's how the globalists operate. They create the narrative of the opposition. The bankers create communism as the narrative of how you're supposed to oppose them, when meanwhile, on record, they created it, they fund it, the Ford Foundation funds it at every level, just like the globalists created Al-Qaeda and then create the narrative and put out the call with their operatives to have mass shootings at shopping malls, and then some real patsies might pick up that call and actually do it. If you got on air and told people to go jump off a certain building at a certain time, there'd be nuts that tried to do it. Well, that's basically what they're doing there. But I've done deep research on Che Guevara, and he was bad news. But I know they glorify him and build him up and, you know, put movies out about how great he is. But I just do not like Che Guevara. But I know they sell him like he's a great guy. You got another question?
Oh, yeah. Thanks for filling me in on that, because I really was kind of happy with some of the things I heard him say. But now I got to really go the extra mile and finish it up. I've been waiting to see how you felt.
Well, here's the deal. It sounds great to build everybody hospitals, but that never gets delivered. Anytime some group says, collectivize your wealth, we're going to give it back to you, it's always some foreign kingpin funding that to take control of the society. Government cannot be trusted, or corporate governance that we're now going under, that's what world government is, cannot be trusted.
All right. And my other question was, I've been married for 2 years and 4 months, and I'm having trouble with my marriage. I have advice from my mother's father. I just want to see, because you know you believe in the big American picture. My wife, she cheated on me, and she's now telling me I was thinking about going on my own to focus tonight, because I've been for a long time.
Do you have children with her?
Yes, I have a daughter with her.
Well, you need to not cheat back on her because she's cheating on you. You need to try to get her into a good church. You need to try to stay together for those children. But you need to get your wife to stop watching television and the culture that sells her. She's not going to be fulfilled unless she cheats on you. But for the children, I would try to stay together. We'll be right back.
Did you know that billions are spent every year just for a simple drink of water? But it's the quality of the water that Americans are concerned with, especially after floods, hurricanes, earthquakes, and other disasters that routinely disrupt and contaminate water supplies. Safe drinking water is too important to leave to chance. That's why you need an AquaRain water filtration system. The American-made AquaRain is an essential survival tool that operates for just pennies per gallon. It lets you retrieve water from lakes, ponds, streams, or rooftops during any disaster and assures you of healthy drinking water. The stainless steel AquaRain's patented space-age ceramic and GAC technology uses microfiltration and gravity to purify water. No chemicals, no electricity, no water pressure needed, and AquaRain's cartridges last for thousands of gallons. AquaRain is hands down the best water filter on the market. Call 800-572-2051 or go to aquarain.com. That's 800-572-2051 or aquarain.com. Every family needs an AquaRain.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up in about 25 minutes, former Minnesota governor Jesse Ventura joins us to talk about a host of issues and his new best-selling book, 63 Documents the Government Doesn't Want You to Read, that we, by the way, sell at our online video bookstore at Infowars.com. So you can get it there and support the broadcast if that's what you believe in. I want to go back to your calls, but here's some of the other news. Study finds global warming over past four centuries was due to increased solar activity. And that's out of the peer-reviewed prestigious Journal of Atmospheric and Solar Terrestrial Physics. Finds global warming of the 20th century that stopped 15 years ago was not significantly different from warming episodes that occurred in earlier centuries. The paper finds that the increase in solar activity in a cycle of the past 400 years explains the warming. Yeah, in 16, 1700, it was freezing. Without any need to search for a unique case of 20th century warming. And they go through all of their unbelievable research on that. And there's thousands of other major studies. They've got the ice cores, the mud cores. They know. That's why we had the Hibernian Maximum 9,000 years ago to start the Bronze Age. When the Ice Age ended, man had nothing to do with that. But remember 2 years ago at Copenhagen, the UN had a finding and said, we voted and we've decided to say that the sun does not affect climate. Oh, don't believe me. Just type in Copenhagen, UN votes, finds that sun does not affect climate. Ladies and gentlemen, the sun runs and drives the climate. The moon manipulates climate as well, blocking solar winds or not blocking them, depending on where it's at. And it controls the tidal forces of 76% of the Earth's surface water. It's a fact. For someone to tell you the sun and the moon does not affect climate is like saying oxygen is not what humans breathe. I mean, it is insanely obvious and ridiculous. By the way, there's a big article in the Australian newspaper saying brand or tattoo those of us that are climate deniers. First it was global freezing deniers, then global warming deniers. Now climate change deniers. We don't deny climate changes. The only thing that stays the same is change. All right, I'm sorry. Getting back to Wiener briefly, Congressman Wiener. That guy is such a piece of work. Anti-gun, pro-global carbon tax, anti-family, pro-abortion, pro-world government, pro-banker bailout, lying and saying somebody hacked him, it wasn't his photo, then it might be my photo, now hundreds of photos, going after media people like Breitbart who were willing to expose him. It's incredible that he would get up there and say, it's not true, I didn't do it. And then now he's caught, of course, lying, and he hasn't stepped down. But there's a larger issue. Why are we going after Wiener? Well, because the system, Republicans are involved in all of the big banker bailouts and major corruption, most of them with the Democrats. They don't want to go after people for real issues. $27 trillion missing, Henry Paulson getting $214 million of his own bailout money to his own bank account that he ordered. I mean, that's incredible. Conflict of interest times a million. Just endless corruption. Major banks caught laundering $376 billion. Wachovia and its parent company, Wells Fargo, didn't get in trouble for that. On record, leasing and running the aircraft flying it, don't get in trouble. But Wiener, they may open a criminal investigation. We've seen John Edwards, don't like him, Bilderberg Group attendee, don't like him. Laundered $1 million plus, reportedly, allegedly, for his girlfriend, his mistress, his squeeze, his shack up partner, whatever. The point is, look, I'm not for Rush Limbaugh going to prison for OxyContin. It's a disease. He hurt his back. He got addicted. And I'm not for some 15-year-old caught with cocaine to go to prison. Same thing. These victimless crimes, folks, But you commit crimes that have victims, see, then you get away with it if you're part of the establishment. But this does show us they lie continually, in our face, arrogantly, and we've just been conditioned to accept it. And then if you question this government, individually and collectively, that 9 times out of 10, if you look at history, is lying, they tell us they got bin Laden, but don't show us the body, won't release a photo, their story changes, fake Situation Room photos, and I'm called a conspiracy theorist because I don't just out of hand immediately believe them, and I have government sources 9 years ago that said he was dead and will be rolled out later, and it's all done in a theatrical way, you can see how it's staged. I question Adam Gadahn, an American, one of the number one guys in Al-Qaeda, is a Jewish guy from Southern California whose granddaddy was the head of the ADL. And then he says attack shopping malls and because we have a bad Second Amendment written right out of the Violence Policy Center, playbook. And I'm not supposed to just see that and question that Al-Qaeda is following a Jewish kid. I mean, come on, folks. Come on. Grow up. It's theater. They're using the Al-Qaeda threat to come after our guns. Obama's set to make the announcement. It goes on and on and on. Here's some of the other news. Mexican drug gangs building own tanks as war intensifies. We've got the video up on Infowars.com. They look like Blackwater armored vehicles. They basically copied those. Gigantic things right out of the Road Warrior. In fact, the Road Warrior wishes he had these. Meanwhile, British tourist cruise passengers tell of 7-hour security revenge nightmare. They didn't want a retina scan and thumbprint. One of them complained, so the TSA-controlled customs told them, we're going to punish you for 7 hours, stood them out in the hot sun, retina scanned them, screamed at them to get into the United States. They flew here to get on a cruise. And then before they could get, meanwhile, the border, it's a war zone down here. So questioning is not a conspiracy theory. Questioning hypocrisy and a government that lies to you over and over again is common sense. All right, that's it. Let's go to your phone calls here. Let me punch them up here. They're not up on my screen. Let's talk to Ed in PA and then Peter, Don, Kathy, and Tim. Go ahead, Ed.
Alex, I would say the best tabloid out there is the Globe. And in 2008, on the April edition, the cover story was Hillary's gay love scandal. And that is Mr. Wiener's wife, and they're in Switzerland right now, probably together, going to go to the Bilderberg. So I think this is all scripted.
You know, I noticed, I remember hearing that. Guys, will you pull up Scandal, Hillary's Gay Lover? Because I remember that, but I want to check it from memory. I'm not saying you're lying. I just have to trust but verify, as Ronald Reagan would say here, Ed. But they are confidants. His wife does work for Hillary. This stuff's always the tip of the iceberg. But why would they script this? Why would Wiener destroy himself like this by releasing these photos?
Alex, she's called Hillary's body person, and that she's her traveling chief. They're together day and night. I don't care about the lesbian thing, but to keep us from even thinking about Bilderberg, the main, you know, because they were saying, "Where's your wife? Where's your wife?" And they should
also, Newt Gingrich, we now learn, is in Europe, and quote, is being secretive about what he's going to be attending. And Hillary's been caught repeatedly going to Bilderberg and then lying about it and saying she wasn't there. We caught her in Canada in 06 and 08 with Obama. We called all the media and said, here's Obama, here's the Secret Service, motorcade. They're both there. The number one story in the country is, where are they hiding, missing for a day? We're jumping up and down. Here they are. Secret Service drives by with their machine guns aimed at us, out their windows. I mean, it's just incredible. Absolutely incredible of how controlled this media is, but less and less, Ed. Ed, that's a good point. I remember the lesbian lover scandal, and you know what? A lot of these tabloids, like The Inquirer, they turn out to be accurate. Now, they were right about John Edwards. Now, they've been right about so many other things. I appreciate your call. We'll look into that. Okay, and first Ventura was going to be on at noon, then he was going to be on at 12:30, but he's joining us a little bit early right now in his scheduling, and then we'll go back to your calls. And his new book, of course, available at Infowars.com, 63 documents the government doesn't want you to read, has gone up to, what, number 4 on the New York Times best-selling list, number 1 on Amazon, off and on. Very exciting to have the Gov back with us again.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
I'm good. I tell you, they must have you busy today.
Yeah, unfortunately, they had me drive to do a TV thing, and when you do these damn things, they don't take into account traffic and things of that nature. And I told them there's no way I can make it from there to my house in 30 minutes. And so that's why they moved you back to 12:30, but I made it as fast as I can, and I got in the door at 12:15 because it took about 45. And so I called immediately, and we'll get the extra 15 here.
Well, that is awesome, sir. It's good to have you on early with us. Thank you for taking one on for the team. Did you get the cigars?
No, I haven't gotten no cigars. I hope not. You didn't send me any, did you?
I sent you another box of Spellbounds because we appreciate your work.
Oh, God. I don't know where they're. I'll have to check and see. How long ago did you send them?
I sent them last Thursday.
I should have them, then. I'll have to look around and see if they showed up. Maybe my wife's hiding them from me. That could be it, Alex. She maybe found them before I could. She hid them.
Well, you bought me a couple of them, and I thought they were so good, I got you a box.
Oh, thank you.
And then so I got you another box. Okay, I'm sorry to be contributing to the delinquents, but I think you look cool with the cigar, but actually we don't want you to die of lip cancer, Governor, so just give those to your friends then.
All right, I'll find some good use for them, whatever it may be.
The golf course?
Maybe. Well, we'll see what happens.
As long as you don't have a Clintonista use.
Yeah. Anyway, how's things been since I left?
A lot has been happening. What do you make of this congenital lying of Wiener and the whole Wiener scandal? I'd rather focus on the banker bailouts, the CIA drug dealing, but what a crazy guy. Why do these politicians think they can get away with emailing or Twittering out photos of their you know?
Here's what you got. I tried to explain this on a TV show with Neil Cavuto yesterday, and I said, here's the problem, Alex. It's the big picture. You have a system created by the Democrats and Republicans that is so corrupt, its basic premise it relies upon is panhandling and bribery. That's how they get their money. They go out and they panhandle, give me money so I can go do this job. Or if someone gives them money and they return it in a favor, well, that's bribery. So in order to survive in this system, which starts up at the local level, progresses to the state level, and of course gets bigger and on to the national level, you have to be comfortable with those two concepts, panhandling and bribery. So anyone that reaches that level is obviously comfortable dealing in that corrupted system. So, Alex, you're going to get not the best of the best. You're going to get people who are somewhat borderline criminals to begin with because of the system and how it's built and what the Democrats and Republicans have created.
Well, I'll tell you what scares me, and I've interviewed a lot of psychologists and psychiatrists, you know, looking at the profile of Western governments, and they say that people like Weiner, Edwards, and others who have no self-control, who are out of control, and who are reckless and narcissistic are the model, are the rule, not the exception. These are the people that are in control of our economy, the nuclear weapons, the intelligence, and it's scary to think about the fact that they're so reckless and our civilization is in their hands.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's astounding to believe in today's technology that when you go into those jobs, they all seem to think that they will be the one to get away with bad behavior. And in today's world, you know, you might have got away with that back in the 50s and 60s when the press didn't look at people's private lives as much. You didn't have the computer generation out there. You didn't have everything you have today where they can photograph you with their phones. And, you know, so anyone that gets in a position like that and thinks they're going to misbehave and get away with it is sadly mistaken. It ain't going to happen anymore.
Jesse, what do you think should happen to Congressman Weiner Stinsel?
I don't know. You know, he's a Democrat and Republican, you know. He'll probably get censored, you know. They have their own, let's remember something, they don't get punished the way we do. You know, look at it in this aspect, Alex. If we lie to the government, we go to jail. Case in point, Martha Stewart, Barry Bonds might go to jail, and Roger Clemens might go to jail for just simply lying to the government. But when the government lies to us, nothing happens to them. He probably gets censured or something. I used to laugh about that when I do talk radio. They censure you. Well, what the hell is that? Why don't they use that on me out here in the regular world? I'd like to go rob the bank and just get censured.
Well, that's like Wells Fargo and its subsidiary, $376 billion in laundered drug money over 2 years, and they were given a $100 million fine. That's 0.3%. So that's pretty good, Governor. You rob a bank or you engage in a $300-plus billion crime and you pay $100 million. So that'd be like if you robbed a million and you paid them a couple thousand dollars fine.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the way it operates. We have two sets of justice in this country, one for the elites and the powerful and one for the rest of us. And unfortunately, we're all caught in the rest of us thing. They don't, like I said, if we lie to the government, we go to jail. They lie to us all the time and they get promoted.
Well, I know that even Carville, the big Clinton advisor, has said that it's the economy, stupid. Now, there's reports that Obama is now very unpopular on college campuses with liberals. Headline on college campuses, Obama's not so cool anymore. People are waking up that he's just another puppet, but will they embrace the next puppet? Everything's coming to a head, and Carville is saying that civil unrest is imminent. The joblessness numbers are now confirmed to be depression level, and that's with Cook numbers that are lower. The housing slump is now surpassed depression levels, according to the London Independent analysis. But the establishment's telling us, Governor, the economy's wonderful. Weiner didn't send those pictures. And, and Libya isn't a ground war. And we were going to be out in days, not weeks. Remember Obama? I mean, it seems like we've woken up in 1984, but it is starting to come to a head. What do you see happening?
Well, I don't know if it is, Alex, you know. I hear a lot of talk about it, but it's all amongst the same people, you and I, and this and that. And, you know, I'm not sure. This country, to me, is I'm not sure what to make of it anymore. I really am baffled. I will tell you this. I was attacked by the 9/11 truthers, unbelievably, because of a few things I've mentioned and asked questions about on 9/11. I was accused by them of selling out. And I got upset over it. I will tell you this today on your show because it's the best way to tell it. When this book is over, because this book deals with 9/11, I am going to, at that point, not discuss 9/11 anymore. Because I feel like I got blasted from my own side. I'm on an island now. The truthers don't like me, and neither, I suppose, does the government, because I ask questions.
Governor Ventura, that's classic internet. A lot of it's COINTELPRO. Just because people claim they're attacking you, there's 7 billion people in the world. You're a prominent guy. I mean, you know this. I'm preaching to the preacher here. Just because some minority group gets mad at you because you say it looks like standard explosives and you're a controlled demolition expert, you know.
Oh, no, it wasn't over that. I was debunking all three of the standard things.
No, I understand that. But, I mean, you have a right to your opinion, and we know the official story is a lie, is a fraud, is a fiction. And so then the full spectrum of trying to figure out what happened there is fair game. So I hope that you won't let people criticizing you, have you say, well, then I just won't even talk about it anymore, because I think it needs to be investigated. You should write a book about your beliefs and ideas and research specifically on 9/11. Ventura on 9/11. Ventura, inside job. I think you should go all the way.
Well, you know, I'll give it due consideration, but for me, it's like, you know, Alex, and it's like pounding your head against the wall. After a while, it starts to hurt, and you want to stop doing it.
Well, let me say this. You talk about the American people being in a trance or being jellyfish, and why can't they get upset? Well, they have been disempowered. They feel like they don't have any power. We've got to lead and show them they have power. Congress has a 9% approval rating. The establishment in CFR documents that come out and Brzezinski talks about is panicking that there's such an awakening. In any fight, you just got to keep swinging as hard as you can and not even think about who's winning. And the guy that wants it the most is going to win. This is a process. I mean, Governor, they have genetically modified the food to reduce fertility, to make people docile. In hundreds of studies, sodium fluoride does the same thing. We have a drugged country that was land of the free, home of the brave, the most vicious, the most aggressive, the most inventions, the most wealth. We've been targeted by a scientific dictatorship. I have all their documents. I'll send them to you. I hope you write a book about that, because we need your voice. And the public is in a mesmerized state, Governor. They're in a mesmerized. We've got, somebody who's been drugged, by kidnappers, you don't get mad at them when you bust into the shack to try to free them. They're drugged on the floor, drooling. You got to pick them up and put them on your shoulders, get them to the brook, pour some water on them, or shoot them up with adrenaline if you have to get them going.
Well, yeah, I guess so. I guess I just need to take my periodic breaks from it, Alex. I'm not getting any younger, you know.
Hey, I don't blame you. My instinct is get out of Dodge, get away from this. All of Rome is collapsing. Everybody can feel the collapse happening.
Well, I certainly hope that it isn't, but, it's like I said, it becomes very frustrating to you to, constantly be telling people, and I don't know, I guess I kind of view myself now, if I can be so bold, I want to replace Hunter Thompson. Hunter's gone now, and I read some of his works this winter and found that he was writing in the 60s about exactly what happened at the turn of the century and what was happening to us and our country.
He predicted it.
Yeah, he predicted tons of it. And hopefully maybe that's what I can try to do in a way as I get on in my years here.
No, exactly. I mean, that is the greatest human instinct, and in the hierarchy of needs, you have now reached the capstone, in that you understand we're all transitory, but through the human species, we live on, and it's the information you transmit forward, just like the Cave of Dreams in France, 30-plus thousand years old, and it's that human need to communicate with the future. Governor Jesse Ventura, a host of issues coming up during the next break. It's funny that every time you pop in, it's on a Tuesday. We're going to do that local freedom nugget on 93.7 here in just a moment with you, Governor. And we're going to come back live with everybody and get into a host of issues and take phone calls and talk about Governor Ventura's new book. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver, the best pharmaceutical grade available, and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you, Hindi, and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Folks, we got Governor Jesse Ventura's new book, 63 Documents Government Doesn't Want You to Read, available discounted at InfoWars.com. It's an amazing book. We've also got a combo with Mark Dice's Big Brother, The Orwellian Nightmare Come True. And when you get the two books together, you get one of my best-selling films, whatever you choose, absolutely free on top of it. And, of course, your purchase also supports the broadcast and what we do. So, again, InfoWars.com. You can also be a subscriber and not just listen to the radio, but watch us here in studio with a four-camera shoot, the video clips, all my films, and so much more, prisonplanet.tv. Now, going back to Governor Ventura, Gov, you brought up the fact that as a guy who went through demolition training, as a Navy frogman, as a UDT, and then into the SEALs, expanding into that, that you understand controlled demolition, and they now have had to admit that Building 7 did fall at free fall. NIST has changed its story five or six times. But you look at Tower 1 and 2, they are exploding with gigantic explosions from the top and turning into dust, and the human body is blown into tiny pieces. And there are hundreds of these high-def photos released by the government that show for blocks around toasted cars with the metal melted, but the vinyl and the dashboard's not damaged. Now, what attacks metal and makes it do that but doesn't affect plastic? Does sound like a super weapon. I just never really go there because I mean, I can't get folks to understand that a magic passport doesn't come out of Muhammad Atta's shirt through the fireball and then be found on the ground by the FBI. The fact that it was found is almost impossible. The fact that it survived unharmed is impossible. So if I can't get them to even, you know, we have official FEMA camp purchases by FEMA in the Houston Chronicle, and we can't get folks to admit they're building FEMA camps. So that's why I haven't gone there. But Governor, break it down.
Well, it's a question that came to on some of the reading I did on these toasted cars. It's remarkable, Alex. There were over 1,000 of them, and they were as far away as the FDR, which is probably 6-8 blocks from the Trade Center. And there were cars flipped over on their hoods. And in the photos, you see the car is flipped on its back, but the leaves are still on the trees. And that's the point of what I'm looking at here, going, how could this happen? What is the explanation for toasted cars all over Manhattan that day?
Well, you're not supposed to ask that. Getting back...
I mean, you don't do that with conventional demolition. I saw a thing on the Internet where the nanothermite people claim the cars got toasted from hot nanothermite in the dust. Well, that's bogus, Alex, because the dust was hitting people, and people were not burning. Obviously, the dust was not hot.
Well, there is an effect where if a fire is hot enough, like an oven, the metal can heat up and then.
Well, there's also the effect, remember this, Alex, everything that's burning glows, but not everything that glows, and everything that's burning glows and is hot, but not everything that glows is hot.
No, I know, it's bizarre, and...
And, you know, and it was, I started talking about this on your show, and that's when I really got blasted by people for even considering questions that, to me, are very relevant.
Sure, Governor.
How do you explain this? How do you explain these cars toasted all over Manhattan if two planes hit two buildings and the buildings crumbled to the ground?
Well, let's expand on that.
Whether they were demoed or whatever, how can buildings falling to the ground toast cars?
Well, I can have my crew search infrared photos of Ground Zero molten metal. It was upwards of 2,800 degrees 2 months after 9/11. Kerosene burns at well under 1,000 degrees less. We have the videotapes. The firefighters were reporting molten metal like a slurry or a steel mill or a volcano. Those are quotes.
Well,
giant pools.
What about the pictures of them dragging oxygen hoses all over the steaming supposed hot metal? If it were that hot, you wouldn't dare do that, would you?
Well, we do have the infrared photos of the molten metal.
Well, again, what melted the metal? Was it heat? Or was it, you know, to me, and the point was made of putting it in the context of a microwave oven. When you put a piece of chicken on a paper plate and put it in the oven, the chicken will burn, and yet the paper plate will be unharmed. And you had all this paper flying all over Manhattan, and yet in the rubble, there wasn't one file cabinet wrecked or anything. I think they found one from the Tom and Jerry store. Now, what destroys the file cabinets but allows the paper to survive?
That is amazing, because we saw the tens of millions of pieces of paper coming out after it collapsed, and then human body parts weren't found that were bigger than an inch. Very bizarre.
And how does the paper survive, and yet if it was so hot that it could collapse a building, paper burns way faster than metal does.
Well, look at the secret helicopter that crashed and blew up with the reported Navy SEALs at the whole Bin Laden Easter Bunny raid, and that was a totally secret helicopter. I mean, there is so much super black op stuff that reportedly the president isn't even let into. The Federal Reserve tells Congress they're above the law. No agency can look at them. I mean, we have multi-levels of private corporate governance above us. And so shifting gears into a similar area, since we talked to you a month ago, I've seen reports that the Navy SEALs are being totally quiet, that there's secret subgroups of SEAL Team 6. They've had to change the story over and over again. They admit the Situation Room video photo was fake. He didn't have a firefight with him. They threw the body in the ocean. They said they had DNA proof a day before it could have been available. What scuttlebutt are you getting from other Navy SEALs that you know in the Navy community?
Unfortunately, none. I haven't talked to anybody. Nothing has been fed to me. I can only go by what we were told. Whether it's true or not, I don't know. And I can't answer anything there for you, Alex. I have not received no scuttlebutt, nor will I. You have to remember something. I don't think you're going to get anything that actually comes out of the Navy SEALs. I don't think if it may be attributed to them, but I highly doubt if it is, because they're not going to talk about nothing.
You know what? Pakistan national TV has talked to all the locals, and they say the men got on the helicopter, it took off and then blew up. How convenient! And more and more experts I've interviewed are saying that's the word. Is there are all these Bin Laden doubles? And neighbors said, yeah, I knew him. He looked like Bin Laden. That wasn't him. They go in, they kill the guy. The SEALs get the body, and that's what witnesses saw, haul it onto the helicopter. This is on national Pakistani TV. It takes off and blows up. You get rid of everybody right there.
Well, I haven't heard that there's been that SEAL casualty list, and I'm sure if there were, I would hear something about that if there were casualties.
Well, we had over 10,000 deaths from 60 to 64 before they officially launched the Vietnam War that were kept secret until the mid-90s.
Yeah. Well, maybe so, but within our community, we usually know who's died and who hasn't. You know, if they keep that from us, then, it is truly top secret. That's all I can say. I don't know. I have no idea, Alex. I don't know anything more than you do. In fact, I know less than you do. I only know what I've been told on media reports and what our government has said.
And Weiner told us he didn't take the photo, but now he admits he lied. I mean, what is conspiracy theory? I mean, is it a conspiracy theory to not believe a government and a media that has been caught lying tens of thousands of times?
Yeah, you're still the theorist, no matter how many times they lie and no matter how untruthful the mainstream media and the government is, we're still the conspiracy theorist. You know, the main thing is that we got to remember, Alex, is the government only provides a theory. They never provide any facts. I'm still troubled over the fact that the big picture of how do we go kill someone for 9/11 who we never indicted?
Well, Gov, it's...
You know, I mean, don't we have a process, a legal, that we're supposed to go through in this country? And why are we as citizens so eager to allow them to skip the process when it comes to terrorism? We skip the process. We make exceptions to our Constitution. We make exceptions to our Bill of Rights. We make exceptions to everything when it deals with this so-called war on terror. And the people are falling right into the trap that Ben Franklin warned us of, Alex, when Ben Franklin said those people that trade liberty for security end up with neither. Don't our people get that?
Well, in every case of history, if people that come to you saying, give me your freedom, I'll keep you safe, nightmare tyranny always unfolds.
Yes. How come we're so stupid that we can't look at simple modern-day history and see that that is the case?
Well, I have to tell you...
That's what frustrates me, Alex. That's what makes me want to move on. That's what makes me want to retire. Because it's like you're preaching and no one's listening.
Governor, it's the scientific dictatorship. They understand our psychology. They understand our mindsets. They have purposefully scrambled people's brains in this sick culture to the point that most people just aren't even conscious. They see themselves as spectators, but it's never been a majority that defeats tyranny. It's never been a majority that takes over with tyranny. It's always a minority doing evil that takes over. It's always a minority that defeats them. You know that, Governor.
Yeah, that's true. You know, but hopefully, you know, and as I said, hopefully the minority can get the majority to wake up, but I'm starting to wonder about it.
What about the TV show? What's the word on that?
I don't know. They tell me it's picked up, but my deal ran out and no one's negotiated with me, so maybe they're just going to move forward with it without me.
I wonder, Braverman's been calling me a whole bunch, and I haven't even called him back. I've gotten so busy.
I don't know. You know, they haven't made a new deal with me, but my son's back on payroll, so, and they've ordered a pickup of 8 more conspiracies. I'm not happy with the 8 they've chosen.
Is that breaking here? Because my cell phone broke last week, and I noticed that Braverman's been calling me for a week and a half. I need to call him today. What's the word on that?
I don't know. Like I said, nobody's contacted me except my son, and he said that the show's picked up. But like I said, my contract expired this spring, and there's nobody that's made one effort to contact me to see about working arrangements for another season. And so maybe they're going to do the show, like I said, without me.
Well, that originally was your idea.
Yeah, that's true. But let's remember, too, I'm in a dilemma because of my lawsuit against the TSA. You know, I can't get on a plane until some type of settlement occurs. We're due in court, I think, later this month or early July. Ironically, I guess I have the same judge that handled the NFL and the owners.
Well, we know that the resistance of the TSA is mounting. Texas is trying to reintroduce the bill that we had a unanimous vote on, but then the governor used his minion, the lieutenant governor, to kill it. The Senate, Perry claims he supports it, but called a special session, Governor, and will not reintroduce it so far. I mean, I tell you, that's a dirty politician right there.
Well, I'll tell you, I heard about that, and I can't believe, you know, Alex, I thought Texans had spines.
Well, I mean, our House voted unanimously. They had 30 of the 31 senators.
Remember, Alex, get what I'm saying. I'm goading you, Texans. Come on.
Well, you're allowed to goad us because you have filed suit on them, and I've seen you stand up to them at the airport.
Well, the point is, come on, Texas. Get a spine. You're from Texas. You don't mess with Texas. That's what I've always heard. So I encourage Texas to move forward on that.
You even named your son after a fictional Texan, didn't you?
No, not really a Texan. I named him after Tyrell Sackett, the Mora gunfighter, and the Sackett family, I think, originated from Tennessee.
Okay. Well, everybody from
westward.
Well, I mean, Texas is Tennessee. I mean, that's the volunteer folks. That's really, Texas is an extension of Tennessee if you really know the history.
Okay, well, whatever. But all I know is, come on, Texas, stand up and get a spine.
I hear you. Well, at least we're trying. I mean, at least we're leading the way, and now Utah says they're going to call the feds bluff. What do you think of them saying they'd have a federal blockade of the state?
Well, you know, it's interesting. If the feds are going to do things like that, then we ought to do things back to them and, like, everybody refuse to fly for a day.
I agree.
See what that'll do.
Well, see, they want to slowly bankrupt the airlines and then nationalize them. They don't want to have it all overnight happen. So I agree. Listen, my family doesn't fly. I cannot let people grab my daughters. I cannot put up with it. And folks, I tried once and did get really angry. And I'm not going to get into the whole story. But the point is that I can't handle it.
Absolutely. I can't either. And that's why, as a country, we ought to get an official day where everybody boycotts flying and down the airlines for a day in protest.
Wait.
To all of this.
Wait, let's have National Opt-Out Week. Let's go ahead and call it right now. We've got the movement to do it. I'll have my writers do a report. I'll pull up a calendar. Let's make July 4th. It's less than a month away. Let's make starting the day before July 3rd through the end, through the week after that, July 3rd to, say, July 10th, let's make that National Opt-Out Week. July 3rd, before the holiday, through the holiday, and for a week. Let's make that another opt-out week, not opt-out day, opt-out week, where everybody who's flying protest what's happening. How about we have the opt-out? That's what really scared them. That really put this on the front burner. Let's declare independence against the redcoat pedophile TSA July 4th, Governor. Do you back me on it?
Yeah, absolutely. I won't fly that day. Rest assured of that. I think we should carry it over, too, to the oil companies and have one day of the year that nobody buys gas.
I agree. Let's have that be July 3rd, 4th, and 5th. 3 days. Let's just say we're going to sit on our hind ends and not give support to any of these globalists.
Fine with me.
Okay, wait. It's not
I won't fly that day, and I won't buy any gas for 2 days.
So you're endorsing the... This is either a don't fly or opt out of the naked body scanners groping, because that's what really shuts them down. And how about you? How about we go for the opt out or don't fly during that week, and then for July 4th, don't buy any gas.
Whatever. You know, I'm open to all of it. I can't fly because until there's a resolution to my court case, I won't be, and if they rule against me, I will probably never fly again because I'm not going to subject myself to the searches that they do, and so that'll curtail my life and probably send me into retirement. Maybe yeah. That's what they're after.
Yeah, in Atlanta, they were smiling and giggling when you said, that's why I go to Mexico now, because this is like East Germany grabbing me. I'm getting out of this country. Well, I'm not a very good Jesse Ventura imitation. Only he can do the real Jesse Ventura.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I filed from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Food prices are spiraling out of control. In order to survive, you will soon need to produce some or all of your own food in your backyard or small farm. Many years ago, sought-after radio guest Marjorie Wildcraft and her family began working to find the easiest ways to grow food for the crisis we are now facing. Marjorie created a video that is the fastest way to learn how to grow food. You'll learn the most efficient gardening methods, myths and truths of orchards and edible landscaping, effective predator protection, and even home butchering. Everyone is talking about Marjorie's DVD, and it's highly recommended by Jim Rawls, Jack Spurko, and Bountiful Gardens. Read her free reports on how to have a green thumb, making free fertilizer, and answers the question, do you need a gun to garden? If you want the security, savings, and freedom of food self-reliance, buy Marjorie's DVD and get the free reports at backyardfoodproduction.com. Again, that's backyardfoodproduction.com.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring.
All right, jamming a few phone calls for Jesse Ventura. Needs no introduction. The new book, 63 Documents the Government Doesn't Want You to Read. New York Times bestseller, available at Infowars.com. Discounted. Tate in Florida, you're on the air with Jesse Ventura.
Hey, guys. I'm honored to be able to speak with both of you today.
Hi, Tate.
Hey, Governor. I just got done reading your book, 63 Documents the Government Doesn't Want You to Read, which I purchased at Infowars.com. So I feel incumbent that I need to thank both of you for the availability of that book.
Well, I want to thank you, Tate. What's on your mind?
Well, it gets back to what you all were talking about with Congressman Wiener and the narcissism of a lot of the politicians today. And I had a question for the governor. I know he worked with two movies with Governor Schwarzenegger, Predator and I realized that there weren't a whole lot of women on the set. In fact, there was only one woman character in Predator. But I just wanted to know if he had any, or if he saw any inclinations of Governor Schwarzenegger's kind of risque behavior.
Okay, Jay, I appreciate your call. What's your take on Schwarzenegger?
All I can tell him is that when I worked with Arnold during Predator was when he actually flew off to Hyannisport that week and got married. So we go all the way back to the point where Arnold and Maria actually first got married. And you know, I didn't, I was doing a job. I don't pay attention to Hollywood stuff like that.
Exactly. I mean, he's not going to be following the gossip of what some other, you know, man's doing. But what do you think about the fall of Arnold?
Well, you know, it's his own fault. You know, if he fathered a kid out of marriage, I don't get it. I mean, I'm friends with both. I admire Maria tremendously, and I can't figure out for the life of me why men in general who have steak at home will go out and eat hamburger on the road.
Exactly. That's a good way to put it.
I don't get it. I mean, Maria Shriver's gorgeous. She's a beautiful woman. She has a brilliant mind. I don't understand it, but then again, that's why I'm me, I guess.
Well, Serge, say hi to your wife for me. Your wife is also lovely as well.
Well, thank you, but and we're going on 36 years now, so I won't be trading her in soon yet.
And you've got some great children as well.
Anyway, any more calls, Alex?
Yeah, we've got some, Gov. Let's talk to Don in Michigan. Don, you're on the air.
Hey, it's an absolute honor. Are you there?
Yes, Don, we're there. We're almost out of time, buddy. Go ahead.
Okay. I heard Jesse getting a little bit discouraged. And please, do me a favor. Do not get discouraged. Please keep talking.
The fact that he said he was discouraged, they're going to come after him like piranhas now. Get ready, Gov.
All right. Well, the problem is they don't find me, and so I won't be answering them anyway, so I'll never know about it.
Okay, go ahead, Don.
My point is, I just had a 21-year-old daughter travel from California to Michigan, and she was ready to stand up to the TSA and say, no, you're not going to radiate me, and I'm glad she didn't have to go through the alternative, which Jesse has had to, as well as Ron Paul. And, we need strong voices like you, Alex, and Jesse. But don't ever stop standing up, because I get discouraged, and then his discouragement basically re-empowered me, because
absolutely, I got a jump. I understand it made you realize how serious the fight is. The tyrants want to bum rush us, so we give in, so we feel like the borders saying resistance is futile. You will be assimilated. Governor Ventura, I look forward to interviewing you again soon. Congratulations.
Thanks, Alex. It's always a pleasure. We'll talk in a few weeks, and we'll hash over what's gone on since then.
Absolutely, because I know they got the interview scrambled today, and I wanted to have a longer one so we could get to more calls, but you've got to go do a TV interview in Minneapolis. I'll say bye to you here during the break. We'll be right back for the rest of your calls.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.